the board's request, whereas the additional one-year terms are at the member's request. I would like to stay another year.
Correct. Exactly.
The onus is on the opposite. So, Susie.
Yep. So, is there anybody, and I have the old language in here and the new language, so you can compare them. Does anybody have any thoughts, reasons not to change this language or something they don't like?
Along the lines of what we discussed.
Okay. The next change that is proposed.
Are we going to vote on all these changes at once?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next change that is proposed is in Article 3, Section 4, and we've simply expanded the areas of expertise we're looking for in directors.
Article 3?
Section 4. It's
Section
the
4, yep.
Page
yep.
2.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Article 2. Article 3, sorry.
Bottom of page 2, section
right.
4.
Research-based curriculum and instructional strategies, business management, finance and accounting, personnel management, human resources, leadership and governance, diversity, at-risk populations, and children with disabilities, school operations, law, legal.
Mm-hmm.
Geographic areas who are of demographics that reflect the student body, yes. Yes.
Anybody have any reasons we shouldn't make those changes or any problems with them?
No.
Nope.
The other thing I forgot to add up in the prior section we talked about, we added language, I think, saying that the terms would be staggered to the extent possible.
I don't, which one's that?
Wait a minute, let me find it. I'm sorry, I lost it.
This is the last sentence. To the extent possible, terms should be staggered.
Section 5.
Of Section 5?
Oh, yeah. Section 5. Okay.
At the end
yeah,
of Section 5.
Yeah, I forgot to
five.
Bring that up. So what the original bylaws said they must be staggered. But the problem is that if you have a three-year term and then 3 1-years, people are leaving at all different
same
times.
Right.
It's hard to keep them staggered.
We would have to have started that at the beginning of time. You can't just all of a sudden start staggering
but,
now.
But even then, if you have somebody that doesn't fulfill their six-year
right.
thing,
right.
they
right.
leave after three or somebody leaves
yeah.
after four,
correct. Yeah.
you can't.
So
you
should
not,
we just
it's
take it out altogether?
I'd like the, to the extent possible because
okay.
that leaves a lot of gameplay. Like,
right.
Well, I think also since we have 13 seats and we said we don't always have to fill them, maybe if there's a year when there's five, like there's a large number of people up for seats that you don't fill that out so you don't have that
so
same
you,
problem.
So you,
that's right.
You
five, four,
put
5 years
a big
later,
bubble
right.
going.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
that's
maybe
right.
next year.
Next year.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Okay.
Depending. Sure. Sure.
All right. So to the extent possible, terms shall be staggered. Okay.
Do you want to put health in that? All the things know world health.
Who cares about them?
Or adolescent, or older, I guess for the population.
Yes, you give me the language. We can add it.
It says at risk.
Yeah, but it does talk about
that. Really is
talk about mental
and
physical
ed.
Health.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, when's the last time you had to bring on 4 members?
We will next year, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a third, right?
Yeah.
So when was the last time we had to do that? Almost never, right?
We're doing 4 right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm, that's
well,
a third, so we're good.
Yeah,
so we're living into the policy,
right.
is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Right, because I remember when I came on, there were several other people, but I can't remember who they were, and they're not here anymore. So I don't know, yeah.
Just after financing and accounting, you get with health and wellness.
Health
just
and wellness.
Like
health and wellness?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I like that addition.
It covers a big umbrella in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next.
How are you doing that? She's going on her email.
Yeah.
Article 7.
Seven. Page 7.
And it only has one section. So I added language that a majority of the full membership of the board was needed to amend a policy, because Article 7 used to only apply to bylaws. But at our last meeting, we talked about wanting a majority of the board to amend a policy as well.
Yeah.
And I thought the place to put it was there.
Mm-hmm. Bylaws and policies may be amended.
Yep.
At any regular meeting of the board. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I went throughout the document, well, wait a minute. Directors. Right now, it takes a majority of the full membership of the board to elect an officer, but not to elect a director, and is that what we want?
I really feel like it should just be the same.
I agree.
Yeah.
I why read that, it's like, where did that even, why do we have that?
Okay. So I'll make it the same.
Where does it talk about getting rid of people if you need to? How does that work?
That's in the policy. Removal.
It's section 5, page 7.
Officer may be removed from office.
Article 5.
An officer may be removed from office with cause by the affirmative vote of a supermajority of 60% of the full membership of directors.
So that would be.
Article 5, section 5.
Do that math. If it's 13, what's 60%?
60% of 10 is 6.
7.8.
Somebody hasn't said it's going to be 8 people.
It's a quorum. It's a majority.
Right, same thing.
It's a majority.
Well, it's a unanimous vote by quorum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that good enough, Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last thing is, I just went through the bylaws and made the language consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we needed a majority of the full membership of the board, sometimes it was saying a majority of the full membership of the board. Sometimes it was saying a majority vote of the existing board. Sometimes it was saying a majority of the directors in office. So I just made that uniform throughout.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Okay. So I make a motion.
Wow, Susie, this is awesome work. Thank you so much. I don't know about you guys, but I am super excited about the bylaws. I am. Okay.
That's big.
It's huge.
So I recommend, or I make a motion that we approve the changes just discussed as outlined in, as we just discussed, with the exception that we add health and wellness
mm-hmm.
to Article 3, Section 4, and that we make a majority of the full membership of the board required, a vote by a majority of the full membership of the board required to elect a director.
Yes. I second.
Any discussion?
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Motion passes. Thanks, Susie.
Yeah, really, Susie.
Good job.
And I made a kind of a voting cheat sheet for everybody that you could put in your board manual that says how many people need to vote in favor of depending on what we're doing.
I know. Here, pass the stack.
I can email it to you all, too.
I have a lemon. That would be my
take a picture of it on your phone, too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Great.
I don't have.
Okay.
And then
all right, Alan, what do we actually
she sent,
do?
She sent them.
Okay. Do you want
to everybody?
We have to vote on the proposed budget for next year.
Yeah. Okay.
But she's
going to
make more
right.
changes.
You do. It's the multicolor sheet.
And you walk through it.
Multicolored sheet. Okay.
Bless you.
All right.
So, starting left to right, the green column were revenue projections based on the May 1 unit count of 46.68, which included 1.52 CTE units. We had 841 students at that time. The purple one is based on the May 1 with 0.64 because fewer students, students were required in ninth grade to take a CTE course. They're no longer going to be required, so I tried to estimate how many, how that would impact. So it brought it down to 45.8 units. The blue column, Brooke from the finance office at the charter school office provides a revenue generator. And so I used that, and we actually plugged in where our students are coming from that were enrolled on May 1st, and whatever special education information I had available to me, I plugged that in. So that's where those numbers came from. So what I've done in, as I've done in years past, is the one that's sort of the peach color or the beige color, that's an average of the three.
Okay.
And I've typically done that in years past because I think that this is a nice conservative number to begin with. In the revenue or the expense section at the bottom, for personnel, other employment costs, and health insurance, I basically took percentages that match this year's. So for example, this year, 49.2 of our total budget is being spent in salaries, and the number you see there is 49.5%. This year, 15.3% is going towards OECs, and next year it's 15.2 because pension's coming down a little bit. And then health insurance is 8.4% this year, and I put it at 8.5 for next year. The rest of the stuff that's on the pages that follow are based on information that I got from the sports program, the aquatics program, the IB program, buildings and grounds personnel, and then representatives of each of the departments, plus based on trends that we did this year in terms of energy consumption, et cetera. And then the big increase, of course, we discussed last time, is the lease, because we're going from 400 to 585 because we're going to be in principal and interest of two loans this year instead of just one.
And that's in contracted services?
Yes. Busing is based on the bid that came from our busing contractor that we approved last month. Food, I just had to guess, because if we get to that 175, it's going to be a much larger number, but revenues will offset that. So this is the preliminary budget that the CBOC went through last night and is recommending for adoption.
So it's $185,000 increase in the buildings.
Yes. Because remember, this year we were lower because we prepaid lease last year with our to bring our surplus down a little bit.
Yeah.
And at this point, to make this budget balance, it'll be 97 out of reserves. But you know me.
Yeah.
We have currently over $500,000 in miscellaneous receipts, and I brought it down to four because there are two grants we had this year that we're not going to have next year, that we don't think we're going to have now. We may get surprised and get a Discover grant. I don't know.
Would it help with a possible pro book initiative that was mentioned earlier?
The Chromebook. I got $90,000 in there for technology, and if we offset the costs of the implementation using activity fee money, mm-hmm. then we should be okay.
Okay.
Isn't everything here all Macs?
Yes.
So isn't this going to upset the Apple cart?
Nice one. It's the technology piece that they're just.
Yeah, but is there a concern there? Meshing of technology? I mean, stuff doesn't sync well together and stuff.
I don't know.
Eric, if you're there, we're asking about the discussion or mention earlier of Chromebooks and the cost of how that would align and increase activity fee, and then thinking about everything that's currently Apple-based. So just inquiry around planning for that and how it's accounted for in the budget for next year, proposed budget for next year.
So we would completely approach our activity fee a little bit differently. We would use monies more towards, you know, things that are more tangible, like the one-to-one. That's where I'm thinking we would get the money from, is the student's activity fee. As far as the high school is concerned, that would, we would change the way we would do things. We would do a la carte field trips, you know, and the activity fee would more cover things such as the actual activity kids participate in. All that would be stuff that they would use through their Chromebooks. You know, a lot of teachers have, we did a survey on technology, and a lot of the teachers almost unanimously said that the iPad really does give them very little instructional use, that benefits their instruction very little, as far as what they can do with it in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And the preferred device was a Chromebook, that the teachers thought that the students would be able to get their most bang for their buck, I guess to say. So we, obviously, Alan had originally allocated additional monies for additional iPads, but I asked him not to put any funds for any new iPads, because even if we couldn't do it or explore this school-wide, we would do a phase down where we would start with 12th and 11th. That's how the teachers had suggested we roll it out if we had to do it that way. However, I know that there's a lot of interest in the middle school level for students to have it as well. So we would think maybe if we were going to phase it in the middle school level, we would start with sixth grade. So these were just ideas that we were looking at. Right now, I know Tom Pete's still waiting to talk to the representative to even see what the price would come in at 6th or 12th. So it's very preliminary conversation. But the main way I would look at funding it would be the technology funding that we would use to buy the new Apple product that we would need it to purchase anyway this year, and then also reshifting how we allocated the activity fee. That would be how we would pay for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, my only question on there would be, you know, what is the, if the Apple iPad is not getting the job done and you're going to, and they want to go to a Chromebook, which I think is a laptop type system.
Yeah.
What is the equivalent Apple product that would be like a MacBook Air? Would that be the equivalent product
Surface.
To that?
Yeah,
Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah, Lance.
And then the,
it
and
would
then
be
the cost
that,
difference.
That would be way,
huge cost.
That's, I guess, way out of our price range. I think, in my opinion, like a perfect product would be for us to do a MacBook Air for every student.
It's $2,300
yeah.
on a computer.
They're like $700.
Would never happen.
An Apple?
On our budget.
Yeah.
I guess the next best thing is the Chromebook, because a lot of schools are going one-to-one with Chromebooks. So there's so many benefits out there, or so many things or models out there to follow where it's working with the Chromebooks. In the school I came from, we were one-to-one using Chromebooks.
Document sharing, all that. It's huge.
Chromebooks really, some, depending on the levels, they're fairly inexpensive. You
yeah.
can get one for like $300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're working with a vendor to try to get them at $150. And then whatever insurance program or policy we want to have, so if it gets repaired, you know, like we do with the Apple Care for the iPads, it costs $49 to replace or repair.
I think that restructuring the activity fee is, it's time to do that. It hasn't seemed very fair, in my opinion, how... Well, I'll just throw my own kid under the bus. The IB kids go to Broadway and see a show, right? For no, there's nothing out of pocket for that. And then some of the, and then, you know what I'm saying? I think that...
It's not equitable.
It's
right.
not equitable. And, you know, some classes take field trips, others don't. Some have better, I just, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think that it just... It hasn't been fair.
It works better for the middle school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the whole team does an activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that was our discussion. Oh, no. Did we make a motion yet?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Sorry.
All right, who's making the motion? Steve?
Motion to approve the, what do you want to call this, the proposed budget in the tan column preliminarily for the fiscal year 2020.
Second.
Who second, Marty?
Marty.
Marty seconds. Discussion? Any more discussion? All right, can I have a vote, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Motion passes.
Thanks for working on this.
Thanks.
Anything else under old business? Okay, let's get to these board elections. First of all, we have an outgoing faculty representative, Debbie Fees, served her 3 years and she's not coming back. The faculty and staff nominated Sarah Messina to take the position for the next 3 years. I think Sarah is a great choice. She's been very active coming to board meetings. She's very enthusiastic about it, so I think she's a great addition, and truthfully, she's the only person that they put forth, so I think that she's our guy. So I would like to make a motion that we accept the nomination of Sarah Messina to serve as our faculty board member for the next 3 years. May I have a second?
Second. Steve Burke.
Steve seconds. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Congratulations, Sarah Messina. Okay, moving on to board member elections. As we discussed in executive, we have three vacancies, with Susie and Shanta both leaving, and then we had a vacancy from Brian Trout's resignation. So we have three seats to fill, and we have six applications. To protect the anonymity of the applicants, we are going to be voting by number, candidate numbers. We went over the list of what the numbers represent. So we will be doing a vote, a yes or no vote for each candidate, and then I will announce the tally so that we know who gets our most votes. All right, everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So candidate number one, all in favor? Oh, yeah, hold on.
Aye.
We have to
say.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wait a minute. 11? I'm sorry.
11.
11 in favor. Any opposed? Okay. 11 votes for candidate one. Candidate two? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 votes for candidate two. Candidate three?
I guess.
Zero. Any hands for candidate three? Oh, it's fine. Anyone? Candidate three. Okay, we have one vote for candidate three. That would mean we have 10 no votes.
Correct.
Okay. Candidate four? Raise of hands for yeses? Zero yeses. Candidate five, raise a hand. Any hands for candidate five? Zero. Candidate six, show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11 votes for candidate six. Okay, so I make a motion that we accept candidate one, candidate two, and candidate six for board positions starting July 1st. May I have a second?
Second.
Uday seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have our board members.
Yay.
Very nice.
I'm going to follow up with.
I would like to just say it's very exciting that we actually had more applications than we had seats. It's been a few years since that has happened, so.
Yeah, that is great.
We must be doing something right that we are.
Eric too.
Yeah, and Eric too.
So we, will we convey the opportunity to join committees to the other individuals?
Yes. Yes, we will. And I will reach out to these three persons and let them know, and then they will attend the September meeting and they will be sworn in at the September meeting.
Perfect.
Would you like to talk to the one about policy committee?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
They'll be coming to the next meeting?
Yeah, I will speak to them. Hopefully they'll all be able to come to the retreat as well. Next item on our agenda is we need to elect our officers for next year. And I think we'll start with VP, right? Do we have any nominations for VP? Would anyone, is, do we have a nomination? Susie?
I nominate Lauren Wisely.
Lauren, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Yay! Yay. And I'm going to nominate Marty for president. Will you accept the nomination?
I will.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay. All right. So, I make a motion that we appoint Lauren to be vice president and Marty to be president for next year. May I have a second?
Second.
Who?
Take your pick.
Steve? Steve seconds. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Yay!
Two abstentions.
Motion passes.
Andrea, did you get the two abstentions?
Yeah, we have
Marty and Lauren.
Marty and Lauren.
Because we can't vote for
yeah.
Oh, why can't you?
I don't know.
Well, if you would have done the votes individually, they could have.
It doesn't matter. I think we have nine, which is a majority of the full board.
We have a super majority. But I want to make sure the record is correct. So, two abstentions.
Yeah. Yes.
Marty and Lauren.
I think they can vote for themselves.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
It's not classy, but they can do it.
Congratulations, condolences. All right.
Great.
Do we have a date time for the workshop summer?
Yeah, it's July 17th.
And where is
it? At 5 o'clock. We're hoping to have it at the Dewey Beach Lions Club. Steve, Chris is going to check that for us. Susie, I think that you need to make a motion to formally ask me to stay. I don't think we did that at the last meeting.
Oh, we didn't do that?
I don't think so.
Did
we?
We discussed it, but I don't know if we voted. You know what? We did vote, but I wanted to re-vote because you were in here and we discussed it.
Well, I have to use the restroom, so this is a perfect time for me to.
Let's ask you before you leave, and then you will vote it on or whatever.
Right.
What are you asking me?
Would you consider staying on for an additional 1-year term?
I would consider that, yes.
So does she accept?
I think so.
Okay, so she accepts. So we have asked her to stay for her 7th year. I make a motion that Jen be voted in as a board member for a 7th year.
And that's under Article 3, Section 5.
I second.
And Denise seconds. All in favor? Oh, any discussion? Anybody have any reservations about keeping Jen around? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
No.
I think we do need to do that.
I think last year we did.
I think we do need to do that.
But so it's not listed as an office.
Well, it is in the bylaws, isn't it?
Not in the membership, not in 202.
It is.
17. Yeah.
I feel like we did before.
That's what we did last year.
I feel like having read these over that we need to do that.
Yes, it is in the bylaws, but it's not in 202.
What are we talking about?
It's in bylaws. It's on page 6. under section one.
Article six, you said?
Article five.
Article five, page six, article five, section one.
Sorry, Jenny.
Yay, okay.
Article five.
Uh-huh.
Page six, section one, says who our officers are.
Who's the secretary?
That's Andrea.
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 And you're the treasurer.
Right.
Well, I think we need to vote on the treasurer.
Okay. I'm gonna make a motion that we,
I nominate Steve Flint to fill the position of treasurer next year.
I second.
Treasurer. Steve, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Okay, I make a motion that we make, that we accept the nomination for Steve Burke as treasurer for next year. Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Who else?
Do we have to do the secretary?
I don't think so. Andrea's a staff person, so I don't think we need to do that. Do you think we do?
The issue for me is, do we have to have a board member who's a secretary?
Yeah.
And I think we maybe could discuss that and work on it.
Okay.
Because I'm not quite sure who.
I don't.
Is there anybody, any board member who would be interested in serving as secretary?
It's always the worst.
You're like.
Chris, you write really well.
Oh, no, I don't.
Very legible.
I just like what you write in your emails. I echo her comments.
So right now, Andrea has been taking care of it for us. We may need to work on that, but I'm not sure we're ready to.
Okay.
Maybe we need to get ready, but no.
Agreed.
Saying you.
No, him. Me. All right, I think let's table that for now.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? All right, well, now is the time that we're gonna go back into executive. Andrea, thank you. I'll make sure I take note of the times and everything.
Please.
Alan, Franny, if you guys wouldn't mind,
Not a problem.
Exiting, thank you.
As soon as I pause this.
Okay, and Steve, can you figure out, do you know what to do, so?
Thanks, Franny.
We're gonna have to come back in on the record to come back and adjourn.
I'll push pause, and when you're ready to come out, just push back in, and we'll start recording.
For the, if anybody wants a paper version.
You wanna stop it?
Thank you for coming.
There was not a vote yet to go into executive session.
Thank you, appreciate it. It's been really wonderful, she's been answering all of my questions.
Is there anything else you need from us?
I don't know, that's it.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Jen, there hasn't been a vote yet to go into executive session.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna make a motion that we go into executive session at 5:47.
Second.
Steve second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
All right, so it's 6:34, we are out of executive session. I make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
Uday seconds. All right, we are officially adjourned, it is 6:34.